Hazel's this morning in Elyria as we spotlight the community. And this portion is brought to you by Lorain County Children's Services. Join them for their foster care open house coming up on September 29th. For information, you can visit childrenservices.org, or you can just pay attention for the next 10 minutes because we've got a couple folks who can help us explain what's taking place. Julie Shainline joins us.
Hi.
And also, good morning. Also, Carrie Grant. And
good then morning.
How many times people say, and your name, Carrie Grant, and then you have to say...
Jooty, jooty, jooty.
That's pretty good.
That's
pretty
right.
Good.
Here for you now, Julie. What's your role with the Lorain County Children's Service?
So I'm the family-based care supervisor. So I supervise foster care support workers and our placement coordinator, and also head up the recruitment events for Lorain County Children's Services.
Okay, which is sort of what this open house is really about, right?
It is. It's our fourth open house that we've had in the past 2 years. We have one in the fall and one in the spring, and it's really led by our foster parents.
And that would be you, correct?
Correct.
Okay, Gary. Now, you said he's the foster to adopt, right? Because I know that a lot of times in your organization, you'll foster student or foster children in hopes that maybe adoption is maybe one of the outcomes, correct?
Sure. I mean, our motto is foster first, okay, because we want to work with our families for reunification, have those kids go back to their families. But if that doesn't happen, they may stay with a foster parent, and that would be long term, and they would be their forever family. So Carrie has experienced both, having foster first and then also been able to adopt the child that's been in his care.
Tell me a little bit about what brought you to that process where you thought, this is a role I would like to take in a child play.
Well, it started about 5 years ago when my wife and I, we took under care one of my nieces, and soon we decided we were going to adopt her. And we decided to go with Lorain County Children's Services to continue our foster, you know, so we can be available for other children that needed us. And recently we came into a family group of four children, and right now we're fostering to adopt them.
What ages are these?
Well, the youngest is one, the oldest is five. So you've got 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1.
What has that meant to you and your wife to have these kids with you?
Oh, my gosh. It's such a pleasure to have those kids in our home because we've got older children, 23 to 18. So they're all leaving, and we're like, well, it's an empty nest. Why not just have, you know, more children to run around and take care of?
What's the experience like from having raised children to having foster children? Is it the same? Is it different? What's your approach to something like that?
I think personally it's the same because you want to give them the same amount of love as you would give your own, so that if they had to go back to their families, at least they know that they have somebody who cared about them, somebody who loved them. And so that's the way I feel about it.
When Julie, when people are becoming foster parents, what's the process for them to get to the place where Carrie is?
So the first step is to call our agency, which is 440-329-5340, and ask to speak to somebody in the family-based care department. We'd walk you through the next steps of attending our orientation, which is a three-hour session, which we talk about our agency, talking about fostering, adopting, and also kinship care. And then you would complete 36 hours of training to become a foster parent. We'd come out to your home, we'd look at your home, interview your other kids, if you have kids in the home, other relatives that you'd like us to speak to, and then you would get licensed as a foster parent.
How long can that process take?
So that process can take up to, we try to have it done in about 3 months from when you turn in your application, but it really depends on that person or that group. Meaning that family, rather. Meaning if you have things that come up, we can put it on hold. We can stop the process, or we can have it completed within 3 to 6 months.
At the moment, do you have more children waiting, or do you have a good supply of, you know, potential foster parents?
So with our model, the foster to adopt model, we're always having families leave us after they adopt. So we're always in need of new families. So we have a great outcome for our kids where children are being adopted and they find their forever family, but then we always are having children come into care that need that foster home. So it's a continuation of needing homes and as other homes leave.
it worked okay for you. You were able to adopt, and you continued on. So maybe there are some people who like that process, but it's all individuals, right?
How they it is. It really matters, too, about what fits for your family. And that's the great thing about when you go through the foster care process is that as you're looking at becoming a foster parent, you're assessing, is this the right step for my family? Is this going to be a good fit for my family? What's really going to work and be successful for that child that or a sibling group that's going to come into your home or what's going to be good for our family?
Carrie, what's it like for your family? You said you had some older grown kids. Usually when kids are grown, they come up, they come back, and they find maybe their parents have turned their bedroom into an office or something. Now they come back, and there's stuffed animals, there's toys. They're wondering what's happening. What's their impression of what you and your wife
actually,
are doing?
Our older kids fully embraced the process, especially the older ones. They were looking forward to little ones to play with and have a good time with and sort of lead them in the right directions as they grow up. So
they also help to sort of instill love and commitment to
absolutely.
These children.
Absolutely. They're perfectly part of the dynamic in our home. So it's really nice.
And they can set a good example for the young ones.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Are they helping you parent, too?
Oh, absolutely.
Giving the advice? Like, hey, when I was little, this was not permitted. I mean,
oh, yeah. They've always got an input. Like, why weren't we allowed to do this? You know?
Well, right. It's 2017. That's why.
Right.
That's the new way to parent. You mentioned that there's a lot of a process that people go through. You know, when people become parents, there's not a whole lot of instruction that they're given.
Right.
What kind of things, when you say, you know, process are going through, does it have to do more with paperwork or just sort of the process? What's that the parents are the foster parents are learning at this point?
Well, I think a lot of our foster parents are first-time parents that come through our program. So through that training, you are getting a lot of information about becoming, like, learning about parenting, child development. Kids have been exposed to trauma. So that's the first piece. And then the assessor and our support staff that come out, they are also supporting and educating you on what it's like to be a parent. Because I think that what Carrie can also attest to is parenting children that have been exposed to abuse or neglect have maybe some different challenges than maybe your own children have had because they've had a stable, loving environment. So I think that we really work hard as an agency and with our foster parents to make sure that they're fully educated and supported, understanding the needs of our kids that come into care.
Is there a connection between the child, their birth parents, the foster parents in situations? How does it work? Is there a connection or do you as the foster, the children's services, act as a buffer between all of this?
Well, it's very individualized. It's very case by case on how that works out. We have several foster families that have become mentors to biological families and been a support and a big cheerleader for those families to have their kids come back into their home. And sometimes, unfortunately, for safety reasons, there isn't that connection between foster parents and biological families. However, I will say overall, we do have the majority of our families, the foster families and biological families, do work well together.
Because mainly, as you mentioned, you're trying to get the child back to their birth families or whatever, if at all possible. I mean,
correct.
You step in at a time of crisis that's there, and then you determine the route that maybe is needed for the child.
Absolutely. And I think that going back to the relationship with biological families and foster families is we want to dispel the myth that there's, like, you know, who's taking care of your children, that it is a loving, caring, supportive person or, you know, family that is doing that. And we really want the best for you. We've stepped in, had to remove your child, but that doesn't mean that we don't want your child to return home. And that everybody on that team, including foster parents and children's services, we want the best for you and your child. I mean, hands down. And so if that doesn't happen, we will work hard for that to happen. But if it doesn't happen, hopefully that child will not have to have another move, and they'll be able to stay permanently in that foster home.
Again, if people want to find out more about this open house, what can they get details on?
So again, you mentioned our website at childrenservices.org or give us a call at 440-329-5340. I would like to encourage anybody from the community that's just interested in learning more about becoming a foster parent, please come to this event. It's at St. Mary's on the 29th from 6 to 7:30. Carrie will be there. Other foster parents will be there that will be really, they are the experts on what it's like to be a foster parent. I can talk to you about what I think it's like, but they are the experts and can really answer those questions that you need answered.
So, Carrie, you need to figure out what's your arrangement's going to be at that night, 6 to 7:30, when you have a five? You said five?
Five, four, three, two, and one.
Three, two, and one. So who's going to be taking care of them while you're at this open house?
Well, fortunately, the saint in our house, my wife, is usually home while I'm out doing these fundraisers and events.
Okay. So they're in good hands with the kids. But that's a handful, I would
agreed.
Say, for sure. Well, we appreciate you both coming in this morning. Again, you can find out more about the event coming up, the Foster Care Open House, September 29th, childrenservices.org, for more information. We've got coming